This is another original OFM podcast.
Still tuned in to OFM, the sound of your life, an amazing one right here. Well, we're still trying to have a great time on radio, and today we're going to get into depth of what's happening within the music industry and find one talented individual to talk to. And today I talk to the very talented, the lead singer of Rubber Duck, the one and only Nick Jordan. How are you, Nick?
Hey, I'm good, and you?
I am awesome. Did I get the last name right?
You did, you did.
So I did not butcher it. We're safe.
100%.
I'm glad. So, how are you coping so far with the lockdown measures?
Yeah, man, it was really, really great. And then yesterday we were told about two more weeks, so we're just feeling even better. So, look, it's going well. We're trying to stay positive and remain positive through the lockdown. For musicians, especially in the music industry, it's actually a lot better that the lockdown is extended, because then we can get back on stage a lot faster, as opposed to having a break in between and having to go on lockdown again in a later stage. So I'm very positive about that move from Mr. Ramaphosa, and happy about it.
Since you're talking about focusing on the positive side of things, what fun things did you get up to, by the way, to keep yourself entertained during this past lockdown days?
we before lockdown happened, we just decided, you know what, we got to work from home. Of course, you have to work from home, but we don't want to stop producing music. So it was the first time we were able to work on our own project, or the same project, but from three different spaces. And we produced a song, recorded a song, and shot a music video for a song about what it is like to be in the industry right now. And what it is, not just a musician, basically in any industry that's under a hell of a lot of pressure, which is pretty much every industry, but most of the ones, you know, the small SMMEs and all the entertainment industry, I call it the great entertainment depression that we are under. We've never been under something so drastic. So I thought, we thought we'd carry on and we'd write a song that's got a bit of hope to it and focus on the positive and talk about it. You know, that's what the song's called.
All right. So before we get into the song itself, let's talk about the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the music industry in general, specifically, you know, on how it affected you and the team directly.
Oh man, it was even before the lockdown. I think it was when he announced that there will be no more gatherings of over 100 people. Our gigs got cancelled straight away. We were expecting it the very next day. Everything was literally cancelled. All our cash flow was completely messed up. It basically stopped. As artists, we were literally cut off from making money. So, and it was very easy for us to complain about it, but at the end of the day, there's a greater problem out there that we all need to get through. And yes, it did affect us really badly. That's why I call it the great entertainment depression, because I also don't believe just after lockdown it's going to be fine. I think we're going to be social distance for quite a while. And I think we've still got a few more months before the music industry can actually start again. Whether or not businesses or bookers or, you know, entertainment artists, whatever, have money to pay artists. So it's going to be quite a struggle.
So that is why you took an initiative to talk about it and get creative. That's why you did the song Talk About It, titled that, by the way.
yes, that's it.
And take me through the journey of that song specifically, because I know some personal sweat went into that song, unlike involving other outside companies to get involved with the music video and the song itself.
When we did this video, we wanted to take a whole approach of COVID-19, not to be one of those artists that are hard done by. Yes, we are hard done by, and it is a very tough time for us, but we didn't want to take the approach. We wanted to use our voice to share a message of hope and a message of good. And also, at the end of the day, what we do is about music, and we are artists, and that's what we are good at, and that's what we know how to do. It's not going to stop us from doing that. And we didn't want to take it back foot. So we said, let's do something that people can share and give them hope and talk about. Because we feel like as artists, a lot of artists are getting like caught into little bubbles and they're very sad and getting a bit depressed. And we're like, you know what, guys, we're all there for each other. We're not the only people going through this. So let's just get together and see if there's any ways we can do it. If other artists are inspired by us, that's great.
So, who shot the video? Who edited the video? Take us through the depths of it, Nick. Come on, I know there's a bit of juice.
Okay.
There's juice in it.
So basically, it was all recorded and filmed and everything from inside our three walls of the different houses we live in. We did the production training on a producer, the guitarist of the band. He produced the song. Well, I cooked through the song. in his parts of his house. And then the music video, we basically asked the guys to send some videos from their phones. And then I have a camera here that I shot with. The positive thing about COVID, I keep saying, is that we're all put out of our comfort zones and we're all learning new skills because we're forced to. I believe that everything is going to start going in-house these days. A lot of businesses are going to start bringing everything in-house, so it's great that we're learning it like this. So I, for the first time, did a music video, which I've never done in my life, thanks to a lot of YouTube tutorials and stuff like that. But it's a skill I've acquired, and I think it's a really positive thing. And, I mean, Brendan was working on, just headphones. He's never done that before when producing. He usually has his monitors and his whole thing with him at the studio. And we didn't have that, but, you know, we just made the most of what we had, and we decided to release the song.
No, really. That was a lot of work that went into it. But you know what I like about that? The fact that it took you some time to learn something, and which could also teach some other artists that, you know what, when things are tough or when times are tough, you can take yourself, learn new skills, and learn to just use them and make your life even easier.
100%. And also, at this point in life where we are right now with COVID-19, no one's judging what you're doing. No one's going to look at your video and go, oh, well, that's really bad production. No one's going to really listen to your song and go, oh, that's really bad. At the end of the day, if you're doing what you love and you're doing it properly and you're doing it the best and putting your heart into it, it's all you can do. And that's what we can do right now, being in lockdown, is continue working. We're already working on Talk About It 2.0. I've started writing the song. We're going to get together on an online chat and see how we're going to plan the next one.
And now with a lot of artists deciding to take their music live and everything, they're coming up with different ways of trying to get their music to their fans. Is the entertainment industry finding ways as well to also help our fellow South African artists to stay afloat through this tough time?
You know, I think staying afloat is something that's very fine for us. We just all got to really knuckle down and work as hard as we can on building our brand more than anything else. Now's the time that we have to build our following, to grow our social media, to do all the other stuff that we always forget about when we're writing music and producing music. We are saying there's so much opportunity that we find in this COVID-19 thing. When it comes to the entertainment industry, I know Halda, the ticketing company, they're doing some great things. They opened a platform for artists to use. You can go on to halda.com and you can start performing and donating and all that kind of stuff. But just the reality is that no one really has money right now to spend or to share. So, yeah, it is going to be tough, but I just think we all got to, you know, just keep doing what we're good at and keep producing the music. Because if we stop at the end of this and when it's time to go, we're going to be firing. Everyone's going to be craving entertainment. Everyone's going to be craving to go out and have a good time. And I think that's what's really important. So, work on your production, work on your show, work on the finer aspects of your show that you don't normally get to think about when you're busy at rehearsals, you know?
Mm-hmm. So focus on the light at the end of the tunnel, basically.
Exactly.
All right. So now as we come to an end here, what message do you have for everyone in lockdown, you know, that's finding it very hard to pass the days without being in a dark space since it's been extended by 2 weeks now? So it's no longer the 21 days. Now we have 2 extra weeks that are coming in. And that means a whole lot of artists are really going to be in a bad space and a whole lot of families are already in a bad space. What positive words would you have for them to stay in the light?
Mm. I think we're fortunate in the time that we live. I think, you know, the one thing that isn't done is the internet. And I think if we can make use of that and you can jump onto the internet and you can start researching for other options, you have the time now. If you're not happy in the job that you're in, you're not happy in the career that you're in, now is the time to do that because you actually have the opportunity and you have the time where no one's on your ass about it, you know? I think that is the best thing that COVID-19 has done for us. It's going to inspire change. The world is going to change. We're all going to skill up. We need to skill up. Everything is going to be brought in-house. So learn how to do things. Learn how to do more, you know, video work, more social media work, more, you know, design work. You have the time now. So make use of it. Maybe plan out a calendar for how you're going to plan your day. Make sure you just stick to the things you plan to do.
That's great. Anything new coming up?
Yeah, man. We were about to release a really cool plug. It's a throwback to the 90s. We're going to release it. And you know, we held off on that just purely because it wasn't the right time during COVID-19. Yeah. We're not going to have many people dancing right now.
Yeah.
Maybe in houses, but not. So we just thought that talk about it would be a much better thing to do. So we did that, but we have a very cool song coming up. It's a throwback from a band called Eiffel 69. Can't remember if you know that song, but we've done a 2020 version of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's coming in. There's probably going to be Talk About It 2.0 that comes out before the end of lockdown.
Oh, that's awesome. Nick, thank you very, very much for having a chat with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And us here at OFM, we're wishing you and your team the best of luck.
Thanks so much, you too.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thanks a lot, man.
And that was Nick Yordan right here on OFM, The Sound of Your Life. We just had a nice talk trying to find out exactly what's happening within the music industry and how the COVID-19 situation actually affected them as artists, you know, because they are performers. But you heard it from him. He said it himself, that he's focusing on the positive and making sure that there's light at the end of the tunnel. You're still tuned into OFM, The Sound of Your Life. Stay safe.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, The Sound of Your Life.